Wednesday past there. There were an accident about 5:30 in the evening. A young girl came around the corner, clipped the curb. The car went into a spin for about 30 metres, went over the ditch, and ended up in young Ronan Bevere's garden, in the middle of the garden. The car was probably destroyed, you know, but the girl wasn't seriously hurt, but she was very, very badly shook up, you know. Had to go up with the recovery truck then and move it out of the middle of the garden.
And the concern would have been if the car had come into contact with another vehicle whilst it was spinning out of control. That's the worry, isn't it?
That's the worry, Greg. That's what happened, the fatality accident. That's what happened to two young fellas, you know, come round, same, round the corner, clipped, and unfortunately they were very unlucky. A lorry was coming their way, you know, and if this girl had made a car or van or anything else, as I've said here, you know, you're probably unlucky but lucky, you know. Ronan Bevere has just moved into his house, Greg, just maybe 6 weeks ago. He's a young girl, 7 years of age, and I can't let her out of the house now since he's moved in, you know, because the wall and around the house is completely demolished with cars hitting it. And he's in a very rare scenario for he doesn't want to build a wall in case somebody gets seriously injured, and he doesn't feel safe without a wall, you know. And he was on to the council maybe 3 years ago about, you know, about maybe putting signage up and stuff like that, which the council did come out and put the signs up, you know, on both sides of the corner, but they didn't last 3 months, they're all knocked down. The council will need to be doing something, you know. They're spending a lot of foolish money other places, you know. All we want is three or four ramps, but probably maybe cost £5,000 to £10,000.